Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus. We come before you again, and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for a time for us to learn. We thank you for the words that will be spoken today. And we ask that we be given the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that we may hear the words, that we may use the words in our lives to improve our lives, so that we may be better subjects to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Just as you are to worship, come. Just as you are before your God, come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Now says you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God. Come. Come.
Just as you are. Come.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Light yourselves in the Lord. Light yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Light yourselves in the Lord. Light yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Matthew 12, starting at 46. And we'll also look at its matching verse over in Mark. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And if we go over to Mark 3, starting at 31, we have our second witness to this. There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother or brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Are you his brother? Are you doing the will of God? Are you doing the instructions that Jesus gave us? I'd love to say 100% of the time, yes, I am. But that would be an extremely foolish statement, because most of the time, I am not. I desire to. And I want to, in my spirit. But as in this flesh, I'm constantly fighting it. In this flesh, there is corruption. In this flesh, there is desire, there is deceit. And there is destruction if I allow it to rule over me. I want to be his brethren. I want to be his brother. I want to serve Jesus with everything that I am. But how do you do that? First of all, you, by yourself, with the Bible, can't attempt it. You can go into these churches, as they call themselves, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. You can go there 7 days a week. But unless you're willing to have yourself put under the authority of another, then you will not ever attain it. From the time you're a baby, you have somebody who has an authority over you. You have your parents you start out with. As you grow up,
You become an adult. Unfortunately, as an adult, it seems like we have many authorities over us. We have the government over us. We have the laws over us. We have bosses over us. And people are more willing to go through and listen to all those authorities before they will listen to one authority in the Lord. There's many authorities within this ministry. And we are placed under them to do the work of the Lord. Are you willing to do that work? Are you willing to listen to that authority? Are you willing to stand up and do what you know is right in your heart and in your spirit and serve that authority just as you would be serving Jesus Christ himself if he was standing right here in front of you right now? Are you willing? Sounds easy. Sounds simple. But we know there are times when our authorities do come to us with something that we have to fight against it. Right? No. We want to fight against it. This flesh and our mind thinks that there's a better way. But are you willing to obey that authority? Are you willing to put yourself and your life under their guidance and their care? It's a question that only you can answer yourself. And it's a question that your actions will prove your answer. I pray that all of us, including myself, can show by our actions our true choice of salvation and serve our authorities that put over us the same as if Jesus Christ was standing here before us. Amen.
Cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my burdens down at your feet. Anytime I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares. Anytime I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my burdens
your feet. Anytime I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I will cast all my cares upon you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If you love Jesus, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus loves you, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Doing the will of the Father. The will. We can boil it down. Jesus boiled it down for us. Gave us two commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Bob's right. I don't do that 100% of the time. If I had to break down a percent, I'd probably be very upset. So we'll just leave it at, I don't do it 100%. It seems so simple. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. But I think where the disconnect is that love of God is the agape love of God. And the thing that our flesh likes is that philios love. That isn't of God. See, we love our flesh from the time we're born until the time we choose not to. And we've learned this thing where it's, gosh, if it feels good, do it. Or if this makes me happy, then it must be all right. And that's not right. That's wrong. So when God tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves, there's a presumption there that we're actually loving ourselves right. Because if we're not loving ourselves right, if we're not comparing ourselves to the Word of God, that's essentially the agape love of God. I mean, you compare yourself to truth, find out where you're wrong, and fix it. Now, if you love your neighbor the same way, you show them that example. You don't stand for the nonsense out there. Then you're loving them as well. And we see various examples where, boy, it kind of seemed like Jesus was a little mean to those guys over there. He was loving them. You also see amazing works where everybody would agree, oh, yeah, well, he was definitely loving him there. See, we're not able to judge that sort of goodness because we just need to focus on the truth and what's right. I'm going to turn over to, let me find out, this popped into my head, it's Ephesians, chapter 2. I think I'll start at 1, I'm probably going to read down to about 12, I think. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Whew. I mean, in the past, for some of us in the present, that's where we're walking. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, and the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, all these other folks that we say, well, at least I'm not like them. No. You're like them. Just like them. No difference. None. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And this right here could be your present, like your present day. We talked about the past. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That sounds a lot cooler than conversations with the prince of the power of the air. I choose that one. If you continue on, you can see what your future could be if you stay there. Where did I leave off? 9? No, 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise God. We've talked about our faith. That ain't very good, but we've seen the faith of Jesus, and we know there ain't nothing better. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, mother, brother, sister. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. I want to be in that body. I want to be in that family. Do you? We've heard it before. A man does, or woman does, what they want to do. And if that's what you want to do, that's what you'll do.
I have a few words. A lot of talk today. Good talk. Right talk. But do we understand the talk? To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and to God be love. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not Belios. It's agape. What does it mean to love God with all your heart? Why is it so hard to do it? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let me put it another way. If you love me, you do what I say. I've said that to my children. If you love me, do what I say. Don't love your neighbor as yourself. Who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is the one who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Your neighbor is obey them who have the rule over you. Submit yourselves unto them as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that would be unprofitable for you. See, to love God is to obey God. To love your neighbor as yourself is to obey God's ministers over you as you would your own flesh. When you're hungry, do you eat? When you're hungry, do you tell yourself, you don't need that, I'm going to go do something else? When you're thirsty, do you drink? Or do you say, I'm busy doing something else? Sometimes we do, don't we? Not always. But I'll guarantee you, if you have to go let the water out, you'll obey yourself real quick. To love God with all your heart is to obey God. And to love your neighbor, the ministers that God has put over you, is to obey them as you would your own self. You don't second guess them. You don't judge them. See, here's the thing now. Some people think I'm weird. You know that? Some people really think I'm weird because I love it when people judge me. I love it. As long as you're judging me, God doesn't have time. I can screw up like crazy. As long as you're judging me, God isn't. Because if you're judging me, you're not obeying anyway. But see, if you obey me in what I say, then God judges what I say for your sake and for mine. And the same goes with Steve. Even Bob. Lowly, lowly Bob. Do you understand what I'm saying here, folks? It's written, I think it's over in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Why is that? Because the flesh is sin, and all that is in the sin, the flesh is cursed, and it's going to go into corruption. But if you're walking after the Spirit, then you're obeying God. You're not obeying the flesh. It's that simple. That's why Paul could say when he sins, it's not him that sins, but the sin that is in his flesh. For him, with his mind, he'll serve the law of God. With his flesh, the law of sin. See, I understand this, that when I sin, it's not God's fault. And it's not your fault. Darn it. It's my fault. I don't know, it could be Sammy's fault, I don't know. But I doubt it. But I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So I serve God with my spirit, my mind. But the neat thing is when I'm serving in my mind, when I'm serving in the spirit, then I'm not sinning in the flesh. Because the soul is an entity unto itself. It is your mind, it's your intellect. And with that, you can choose to do one or the other, but you can't do both at the same time. You can only do one at a time. So you have to choose. Do your thing. Do God's thing. Or maybe God's thing isn't right for you. Well, I understand some people are smarter than God. I imagine if they had their way, we wouldn't have the platypus. They'd have told God how wrong he was for making such a funny looking critter. They didn't realize he did that as a joke on the evolutionists. But I praise God that somehow or another he had mercy on me, called me, and has been with me all this time. And he will be with me until I go home with him. And how do I know that? By on my faith? My faith is always weak and presumptuous. I know this by his faith, which he put in me and puts in each and every one who will lay down their life and accept the peace that Christ made for us. And that peace is not a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's a peace treaty between man and God. And it requires unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender. I gave up my rights when I chose Christ. That was 1972 on August the 5th. Around 8:30 in the evening. And I do not feel bad or sorry about it one bit. That's all I got to say.
Give the Lord a cheer, folks. like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Been some important messages here, at least in the Texas service this morning. I didn't hear the others, so I can't speak for them. But if you go through our articles of faith in this fellowship, we have a preamble. And the preamble to our articles of faith is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." What Brother Richard was just preaching about concerning what it is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, which is to do what he tells us to do, and then to love your neighbor, because the neighbor in the Good Samaritan story was the Samaritan. It's not the person next to you. And the Samaritan is the one who took care of the man. And we are then to obey our neighbor. In other words, do as he says. And when that happens, we come together and we all speak the same thing. We all have the same mind and we operate in the same judgment. And the world hates this more than anything. Satan hates this more than anything. And our flesh hates this more than anything. But when we do this, now all the promises of God we get to partake of and we get to walk in. And you can see that from a couple of different perspectives. I'll just share with you a couple things in the New Testament where it comes up. First of all, in John chapter 1, in verse 12, I believe it is, it says, "And to as many as believe on him, gave he them power to become the sons of God." Now we know the sons of God in part is relating to those angels, be one in heaven. But that power is what we then saw his disciples walk in. On that day of Pentecost, they received it, they walked in it, and so did many others. You have over in John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "If you believe on me, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you believe on me, then the works that I have done ye shall do also, yea, far greater works than these shall ye do." That's to anyone who will believe on him. A critical element of believing on him is doing what we're talking about right here in 1 Corinthians 1:10. And see, when you're not operating in 1 Corinthians 1:10, you know you're not operating in fulfillment of the first two commandments. See that? You just know it. Just know it of an absolute certainty. Now, what does that look like then? What does it look like if we actually do this? Well, it's funny. If you look back through to the Old Testament, we actually have a book that talks about a people who did this. It's the book of Joshua. And it's very interesting if you go down through in the book of Joshua and you get down to chapter 1 and you begin it, and I encourage folks to read it. But essentially, you have a couple of things that come up. God calls Joshua out and tells him that he's going to be with Joshua just as he was with Moses. It's basically what Jesus did with his disciples. He said, "My Father's going to be with you just as he was with me." Only be thou strong and of a good courage. Joshua then calls the elders of the people. Tells them, look, hey, we're going to be going over this Jordan. Tells them to get ready. And the people listen to the elders of the people. And they get themselves ready. And they go through, and when they come together, they say unto them, whatsoever, let me turn to that so I get it correct, forgive me. I almost turned right to it, praise God. It's a miracle. And they say in verse 16, and they answer Joshua saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, and mind you, these are the children, not the adults, the parents, well, they're adults now, but their parents didn't obey. But this is their offspring who did. It says, according as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Then they go on, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Now, it's interesting in that part of it, because what you had during the time of Moses is God putting people to death. Remember that? All over the place. Earth opening up, sickness coming in, all these different things, plagues coming on Israel for their disobedience. Here they're saying they're going to handle it. They're not going to tolerate this. There's going to be no quarter for any of it, anywhere, anytime. Imagine this ranch being like that. Imagine your local fellowships out there being that way. And I don't mean go kill somebody. I don't mean that. That's not what I'm talking about. But where there's no quarter given, and if people continue to refuse to listen, that they're gone. Now, when you go to Joshua 23, I want to turn there and we will, I believe, concluded here. Joshua 23 is the next to last chapter of Joshua. And it's an interesting thing. I'm going to read back to you something from verse chapter 1 for a moment, because in chapter 1, verse 5, this is God speaking to Joshua. And I apologize for not sharing it with you when you were there. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee, this is God speaking to Joshua, all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. All right. So you see here how God said that just as he was with Moses, he was going to be with Joshua, and no man, that's no man on the entire earth, was going to be able to stand before Joshua all the days of his life. Over here in Joshua 23, verse 9, it says, this is Joshua now speaking to the people of Israel. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, and ye shall perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. Now, what I wanted you to see in this. To the children of Israel, the inheritance was the promised land. To us, it's the kingdom of God and all of those gifts of the Spirit that God has for us. That's what it is, the gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of all of these things are ours. But they're only ours if we go back to 1 Corinthians 1:10. And it's interesting, he talked about all those gifts to the Corinthians in chapter 12 in particular. Only if we will be of that same mind, of that same judgment, and all speaking the same thing, which is exactly what the children of Israel submitted themselves unto Joshua to do. And nobody could stand before him. And when you depart from that, when you don't stand in that, you know what happens? You have all these snares, all these different things that rise up in your life that turn you out of the way, and you're justified in fulfilling them. And you come up with all these excuses for why you're not walking in the promises of God. And you tend to judge those who are over you, blaming them for the reason why you're not doing it. It's what happens. And that's the natural course of things. There's been far too much of that, folks. Far too much of it. The Lord, it's time for us as a body to be serious and to humble ourselves to do these things. If we will do them, my God, we haven't seen anything yet. We have not seen anything yet that compares to that which God has for us. But we got to get that first part. There's no way of getting the second part if we don't get the first part right. Let's get that part right. Amen.
Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward, little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land. All men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward, little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land. All men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days.
Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. None can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. None can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. None can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Sing unto the Ancient of Days.
Praise the Lord. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the word you've brought forth this day. And I pray, Lord, may that word find fertile ground in each of our hearts, Lord. And may we get shed of the rebellion and the pride and all those other things that keep us from coming together in that singleness of mind, that we may indeed come together as that body you've called us to be, to do great works in thy name. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 F minor.
Let God rejoicing gladness, God has triumphed mightily. Just be glad. Yes, let them rejoice in gladness. God has triumphed mightily. Just be glad. Yes, let them rejoice in gladness. God is triumphed mightily.
Praise the Lord.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.